Hey everyone, it's your girl Ayana.
And I'm Delilah.
And we're the non-corporate girls.
And we're back for episode 32.
Yay. I was like, what episode are we on?
Yeah, since 30, I just felt like
yeah,
it been mushed together.
I know.
But shout out to everybody who's been like giving us great feedback and really right? like hitting us up on the side, like non-corporate girls. Mm-hmm. You guys are inspiring.
I feel the love, right? Yeah. I feel the love.
Because, you know, I'm sure people listen, but everybody doesn't listen maybe every Friday. So right. they'll, like, scatter them
and
around.
And they'll catch an episode here and there.
So just hearing, I get excited. Because sometimes, like, when we put up the podcast, my mind shifts so quickly to something else that yeah. in the beginning I used to listen to our episodes, but like for the last maybe 5 or 6, I haven't listened to them.
I know, same here. Yep. Maybe like the past 3.
Yeah, so, but I know the one with Miss Fancy was a hit.
And a milestone.
So yeah. That was a great celebration. So, jumping right into a positive note, I was away for a couple of days. I went to Florida to celebrate a milestone for one of my cousins who celebrated 25 years of being together. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was super dope for me to be there because we need to support, you know, relationships and people that have been through things and, like, you know, just be a cheerleader because we all know relationships are hard. And she's one of my, like, closest cousins. And also another thing is just that from that, what came to thought, because I've been hearing it in other ways, like I don't know if it was in a podcast or just like discussions, but having a partner that's supportive of you. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like it was a reminder, like I know that they were supposed to go on their honeymoon, not a honeymoon, but just like a celebratory little getaway trip right after the party.
Okay.
And her husband started school and mm-hmm. she was pissed,
right?
She was so pissed. And you know, she took to it. Her approach was, like, one that was just, like, seemed selfish.
Right.
But it was just more so because they had this plan and she thought they was going to have this break. And it was something that it was for them.
Yeah.
But she knew that she had to take a step back because there was many times when he was supportive of, you know, the things that she had going on.
Right.
So it was, like, this is one of the times when you kind of had to sacrifice the fun.
It's the compromise.
For somebody's dream. So it's just, like, taking a no and being aware how you, if you are in a relationship, mm-hmm. and even in a friendship,
mm-hmm.
like being away, how you show up for the yeah. person that you're with.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just being clear for both of you guys what that showing up means. Because sometimes a lot of us be like, this person doesn't support me, my friends never come through, X,
Y, and Z. It's about managing your expectations.
It's totally about managing your expectations and seeing that maybe reposting a photo or a promo flyer or whatever, that's support in another person's eyes.
Right.
Where to you, that seems like a whatever thing.
Right.
And just, you know, including people in the process as you can, but, like, understanding that maybe they won't be there for the launch, but they could be there for the 1-year anniversary. Or, like, you know, just certain yeah. things. It should be, like, a give and take. But just see where you're showing up for your friends and,
right.
and your loved ones and, like, whoever you're in
being
a relationship.
Being aware of that.
Being aware because you don't realize how much, like, a pep talk or words of encouragement could, like, take them through the next day in
absolutely.
Something that they feel like they're not worthy of accomplishing or they feel defeated.
Mm-hmm.
So just being there with my family and my cousin and just seeing them, you know, because, like I said, relationships are tough. Marriage is hard. I see examples of it all the time. And even with seeing examples of it being so tough, and it's just like, yo, I'm telling you, people are telling me, dodge the bullet. But I still have, like, a high
because, like, you
hope.
See, there, first of all, there are so many positive relationships out there. Like, there are negative ones, but then there are positive
right,
ones, like,
right,
what
right.
you got to experience. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's, like, how, remember, like, we had an episode maybe, like, 20 back or something where we talked about what support looks like.
Right.
And we went to that panel and those women were like, you know, well, I moved across the world. My husband didn't move with me. And,
yep.
you know, just how what's happening in someone's relationship is just mm-hmm. really important. But the good thing is that we do have that positive, like, you know, circle around us mm-hmm. in different capacities.
No, absolutely. And still, like, understand that every single relationship is unique.
Every single. And what you bring to the table is exactly what you're going to get. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, if you bring zero,
you'll get zero.
Exactly.
Like, you might get negative. It might be worse. But yeah, so it was a cool weekend. Very laid back, relaxing, chill. The weather was crappy at AF. But it was cool. I'll be back soon to visit.
Well, that's dope. Yeah, you were gone for a few days.
I was, and I feel like mad stuff happened because I be really trying to be gone when I'm gone.
As you should.
But I don't know how to be gone. Because, like, I'll check in and certain things, but, like, for the most part, I was, like, I didn't bring my laptop.
So yeah, that helped that out. And I be trying not to text you. Like, I'm like, listen, this is just a recap. Yeah.
No,
I feel like I get her like a bundle of texts.
She'll send me like what would have been a couple of texts over a couple of days. She's like, all right, from Thursday to Friday at 12 p.m., this is the rundown. And I just always be compelled to like respond back because I'm like,
and I know sometimes I'm like, it's okay, no rush.
And then I'd be like,
respond.
That means rush. Even though I know she doesn't say that, but just in my own mind, I'm like, just so I know, I took it off the list, let me just respond. I mean, if my phone is right there, whatever, but like, I'm in the mix of doing something, then it's fine. But that's so funny because we are both very considerate of one another.
Vacation is vacation.
It really is.
Yeah, so, no, but you sound like you had a really great couple of days off, so yeah, I'm happy about that. While you were down chilling, relaxing, mm-hmm. I was over here doing the same. Doing the same, but I also had...
The weather was nice, though.
The weather was nice, but this is what I'm talking about, this global warming thing. Mm-hmm. Like, now it's summer. Like, what's happening?
Like, I'm sweating right now, guys. Like, I'm overdressed.
It doesn't
even
make sense. I feel like I'm never dressing correctly. Yeah. I'm just not.
Nope.
So anyway, I went to you know, my platform Meet Me series. We had an event, a paint and sip at Streets BK in Williamsburg, in collaboration with this paint and sip company called the Black Brush NYC. And it was super. Yeah, it was super cute.
I seen the photos.
It was cute.
What?
Cute. Yeah, it was cute. Love Streets BK. Mm-hmm. For anyone who hasn't checked it out, really good food. It was really cool collaborating with the Black Brush, and a lot of people came out to support, which was really great. And there were a lot of fabulous paintings.
Cool.
Who knows? Like, you know, when you go to these paint and sips, you like bring out the inner artist in yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy when you do step-by-step painting,
yeah,
how like objects just turn into like how did that circle
there
become?
Were people like, I don't like what I did, and then when it was dry, they were like, oh, I created something great.
I haven't done a paint and sip. Like,
I didn't do it.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No, I just worked it. But I need to do
it. That's on my list. Maybe date night.
Yeah.
We've still been talking about planning a double date. And
we'll make that happen in the fall. We'll make it happen. So anyway.
Wait, what kind of food was it? They sold food there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a fusion type of scene. We had this really great, I think it was like this Thai or something chicken. It was so delicious. Mm. But yeah, it's like a fusion.
Cool. You know, I'm always adding restaurant lists to my next, what I'm gonna visit next or whatever.
Yeah. So because now you get to star it on Google.
Girl, I am
a game changer. It's a game changer. So so on to a hustle spirit. What is happening in these streets? So I'm going to be on a panel on Saturday coming up. It is going to be hosted by She Commands, which is an empowering coaching platform by Miss Emmy Valerio. And it's supposed to be a really cool brunch. We'll be talking about entrepreneurship and just kind of how you decided to like stand in your vision, which is interesting. But yeah, because it's like, you know, that's what you're doing. But right, now you have to like talk about it.
Right. And it makes it real. It's almost like putting the pen to the paper.
Yeah.
Like when you kind of make that affirmation. Now, I mean, hopefully the people that are listening around you will check in to be like, oh, so how's that going?
Right.
And updating.
That's the hope, you know, inspire one. Just takes one. And then let's see what else is going on. Our client or potential client.
Yes, we're very close with this one. We're not going to say anything just yet because the deal is not sealed, but it's way closer than other situations.
Yeah, and it's exciting. Other situations.
Like, we're ready to jump on the ship.
We are. You know, when we decided to take this from podcast to half podcast, half agency, that came with a shift, right? Mm-hmm. So now it's like really making sure that we're slow and steady.
Right, because I want to be like the tortoise and not the hare.
Exactly.
Because he ain't win. And I'm trying to win. And we're going to win. And it's going to start here. We had our affirmations that we told you guys in previous episodes about how many clients that we see ourselves having in the next within the next year.
Right.
And X dollar amount of income that we see for ourselves.
Right.
So, you know, we're making those strides. And the business meeting went really well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of potential here. And it's just exciting. And we share these things with you guys because has this podcast been since the beginning is has we've come up, we've been sharing this like in real time. Each episode is like another layer of like approaching our success,
right?
As far as non-corporate girls go,
because
we've been successful,
right?
In other
just
regards,
just want to throw that out there,
because we ain't new. I always remind people, like, non-corporate girls is new.
Right.
But we are not new to this.
And you know, it's really funny you say that because I recently had, you know, I feel like I'm always having a conversation with somebody.
All the time.
So I recently had a conversation with someone and she said something really interesting. She was like, no, because, you know, as you and your business partner, you guys are new. And then she was like, not like new altogether. You know, you've been in the industry, but new as a company coming together. And it's just a lot different. There's shifts to be made.
Yeah.
And I was just like I appreciate it when she said that because, like, yes.
I appreciate it too. And it's even, like, new to us because a lot of the times we were a one-man show. So now being able to, like, divvy up responsibilities, like, literally our separate, like, we're both good. I see me and Ayana are very well-rounded. But when it comes to tackling and, like, conquering the vibe, like, we really got this shit unlocked.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's clear, like, who does what and, like, who's, like, whatever.
And, like, we can pick up the pieces still. If, like, because at the end of the day, in building, for me, like I said before, success is the moment I'm able to cut another person's check that's not just for myself, but to like employ. That's when I know I really have a functioning business. Yes, we're in business, but I want to grow and expand and help other people come on board. So the fact like that it's both of us being able to put in this work, because it's all about hands on deck.
Yeah.
Because if anything that delays becoming successful is not being able to do it all the time.
Right.
So.
And the other thing is that, like, because we have a clear idea of what that success looks like for us as together, we that's how we can support each other, you know, and that's how we have been to, like, get to the end goal. Like, we both have this goal. So it's like tunnel vision.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so we're excited about that. So stay tuned on that. And events coming up.
Yes, a couple. So there's ColorCon.
ColorCon's coming
that's
up.
That's going on next week.
For the CCNYC. Really going to be dope. Really exciting there. Lots of people are going to be on this
just
panel.
Like,
it's
go
crazy.
On Instagram. I want to, like, just go to everybody's LinkedIn. Because there's some dope people with dope trajectories. Have a lot to offer, so much insight. We all know that when it comes to, like, growing your business, your professional brand, your personal brand, it's all about, you know, making those contacts, those connections, and constantly being a student.
Yeah.
Because you got to constantly learn and see how things are evolving, how trends are shaping decisions, how you fit into the grand scheme of things, and also how you can, like, really hone in on your niche, because you have to get specific.
Yeah.
And that's usually the challenge, because there's so much to address. But it's like, what are you really good at that you're going to address specifically so that you remain relevant?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a deep dive, and these workshops are helpful for that, you know. Also, like, when, because we're passionate about so many things as entrepreneurs, as visionaries, as all these people who can do so many different things, sometimes it's hard to figure out, like, what's next, so where do I put my focus, like you were saying. So being able to, like, hone in on that is very specific and important.
Yep. So part of our due diligence is to, you know, share with you guys things that can help you along your path and your way, and you know, although we don't personally attend all of these workshops right. because we just can't all the time, at least we're putting it, we support them, we're glad that they exist, and we're sharing it with you guys so that this, like, if you need a starting point, one of these workshops is it, because it'll help you, like, figure out, because sometimes it's just like, where do I go from here?
And to have that community, mm-hmm. you know, people who can relate to you. It's really important. And the more we go to these networking events, as we stress all the time, mm-hmm. the more connections we make and the more consistent we seem.
And the more you can stay in your truth and not over here living this bubble of unrealisticness.
Exactly. So, yeah, any other events
Shout out to Driven Society.
Yes.
Peeps. We always gotta look out for them because
they making waves.
They out here in Cali.
Yes, get
to go, but
I know.
Mr. Julian is over there on Sunpan.
Yes, the Damon Dash. Yes, that's dope.
Throwing out gems. I'm sure.
And if Ryan Leslie's was dope, so I can only imagine
that. Yeah, like, and I could just imagine the energy.
It's live. Yeah, it's so live.
I can't wait for them to report back. I know there's going to be some footage or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on those IGs just checking in first. So shout out to them.
Dopeness.
And other events, anything else coming up? I think that's it.
There's another one, but
we'll share it next week because we'll actually have them as guests. So we're going to let them do the honors and we're a part of it. So yeah.
Yep. Very exciting as well. So off the record, good segue.
Yeah.
these tragedies, I just don't even know what to, like.
It was on Sunday morning that I woke up to the news and I was just like, oh my God, like literally somebody had said it. It was like every time you go to bed and you wake up,
it's something
you
else.
You don't know what the next situation is gonna be that you wake up in. So, and I was just like, this is insane.
It's people, devastating.
Like, what is wrong with people? Like, I just don't, like,
people have lost their
yeah, like,
minds.
What are you, like, for you to go in and shoot an entire concert? This is the Las Vegas massacre that happened. 59 people died in Las Vegas during a country music festival, whatever. Like, where, how do you, like, what inside of you says, I'm gonna pick this? Like, that's premeditated. That's thought out. Like, what type of human being are you?
I'm just so, like, you can't go anywhere. Like, nowhere.
Nowhere safe.
Like, nowhere.
Nowhere
movie
safe.
Theaters, amusement parks, yeah. Concerts.
You've been dead for that.
It's just nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Like.
And I still refuse to live my life in fear.
Absolutely. But it is a scary place out there. It really is. It doesn't. It's just really scary.
Like, nothing is off limits. I mean, and we blame mental health, I know, and it is mental health to some degree, but I just think there's just fucked up people. Like, there's people I feel like are
okay and
are still willing to ruin other people's lives just because.
It's a lot of factors. I mean, misery loves company. When people are miserable, they want to bring everybody down with them.
Well, but the funny thing is that, because the news loves to portray, when it comes to a person of color, they pull out shit from the woodworks about the criminal life they lived at 12, which was like robbing a juice from a corner store, like dumb shit.
Right.
But the picture they portrayed of this gentleman, which I don't even know the name, he doesn't even.
Right, because it's like.
They want to portray that he lived this amazing wholesome life prior to this incident.
No,
I'm not buying it. That was all a trap, a setup, to divert from what was happening. But I don't know, because you could think that it's been planned, but it could literally be like, think about when we wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday was great.
Oh, no. You know what anything I mean? So, can trigger anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just.
But what I'm saying, this doesn't seem, like, planned that for months ahead.
Yeah.
Like, this could have just happened that day and that be what it be.
But what a day. What a day you must be having.
Right.
If these are the things that you feel will help you feel better.
Right. Granted, I mean, there was some planning because all these guns that he brought.
Right. I'm sure he's not like. It's not a year plan out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to, like, do this.
No,
yeah.
It was within a couple of days thing, maybe a couple of hours, who knows. But he definitely just ruined 59 people's lives
and
their families.
That's crazy. I'm just. And then right on the heels of this whole PR, like, I'm just like...
PR and our disgrace of a presidential candidate that
it was just such a joke for him to even go there.
Yeah, his tweets, like, usually I don't even go and read them and bother, but, like, I had to for this because some of it is just, like, you would have thought it was staged. Like, you know, people messed around with the wording to make it seem that... No, and it was him saying this real ridiculous
thing. Did you see the video going around with the three people on, like, I guess CNN or something?
Yes.
The lady. Who was that lady?
I don't
know. She was...
Oh, wait. You're talking about the CNN that it was a Puerto Rican guy?
Yeah.
That, yes, I can't remember.
She
went in.
Yo, like, she went in.
I definitely seen it.
With good reason. Yes. She went in.
All of my friends sent it to me, but I also seen it. Like, everything
it was
that
all
she,
over.
Like, I felt her passion.
Like,
is exactly what
it was just, and I don't even know if you got to see some of the comments, but somebody was really going hard about, like, she's, like, taking this out of context. It was crazy.
That she was?
Yes, on someone's page. I was looking through comments.
No, she had every right. She's a Latina.
It was crazy.
Yeah, she's definitely from Puerto Rico, but it was even crazier that the other person, the gentleman that was speaking as well, he was saying his family is also in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And I was, because he's Puerto Rican,
right.
And he's Latino, and I was just like, you sound like a fool. And just because
she told him he needs to pull it together.
Yes, because most of the people who were not severely impacted were from more like not as close to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they were mostly people that were like by the tourist areas.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are like by the mountains and like
right.
on the what do you
the
call it?
Shore.
The
like,
shoreline.
Yeah.
It was just like Aguadilla does not exist right now. Like it
right.
was just it like imploded, like there's nothing there. So for him to like use just his family as an example for how everything else is, like you're a joke. That's like trying to say like Katrina didn't happen because in that part of, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it doesn't justify. It makes him sound crazy. I really wanted to look for that CNN thing just to play it for you guys, but I'm sure y'all seen it. It doesn't matter. She just said Donald Trump straight and did it in the most PC way. Like, she was corporate thugging.
She was corporate thugging.
Yes. She was like, he needs to take his mother F. Like, she just went in and, like, said it with all conviction and made
she
her point.
She was not playing any games.
Between her and the governor, let me see what her name is, because me and names.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Because she's been on these streets.
Yeah.
Like, they're waist high in these, like...
I know. Like, and that's what she's saying. Like, people's getting in there. What mm-hmm. are you guys doing?
He's not seeing it from a first-hand approach.
It was just
like,
a
he's
mess.
Not there where, like, the drainage and the water is still, like, waist high, you know?
This is, it's just like a joke. Like,
no, it's a total
they
joke.
Just, like, don't care.
And because Puerto Rico is such a small island, even though it has many people live there, but the aid, it should not be this, like, chaotic in
receiving
the
help. It really should
not.
It really should not. They're making this, they just really taking this to, like, an extreme. Like,
mm-hmm.
she just do something.
Yeah. He's not doing anything. Not in an orderly fashion and not in a way where, like,
it's not
the
a priority.
Help is getting to the people. The priority is, like, not getting to the people who really need it. Like, they're dispersing things, and it's just, like, people are getting help, but not the people who really need
yeah.
the help. And so, it's, like, it's disparity.
It's really sad.
Yep. It sure is. I hope that you guys are...
But at least these celebrities are really, like, in the news helping as well,
they
right?
are. And I hope that whoever is contributing and doing collections and helping... That they doing their research on
mm-hmm.
who's actually like
taking
putting it in the hands
yeah.
of the people. I do know Tidal is doing something, and I know Angie Martinez co-signed this, so like I trust people like Angie Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely contribute to like a program like Tidal and what they're doing. You could text them and contribute, I think, like $10 or whatever, how much you want.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just do your research on who you're giving money to. Also, speaking of, shout out to Bethany Frankel,
mm-hmm.
who is not even Puerto Rican.
But she's been on deck, right?
Yeah, like, she gave a check out to, like, different people, like, just giving money into people's hands, like, help, like, just show, like, morality, like, we're here, you're not alone, yeah. I see what you're going through,
supporting.
Like,
you're gonna
get through. Yeah, like, literally, just giving people hope, because when you're not checked for, and you think no one, like, literally, think about just the waiting game.
Yeah.
Like, that will mess you up, that you're just waiting and you're not living.
It's just disappointing.
Yeah, like, I don't even know. I have no words. Like, I'm stuck for words.
Yeah.
Because I can't even imagine. I was seeing videos, and these past couple of days, although there's things that are going on all over the world, mm-hmm. because I have poured out, like, a cup of water. I think I was letting water run. And I just felt guilt. I just felt guilty.
Like, wasting water.
Wasting water, or just anything.
People who don't have water.
Right. And not saying that Puerto Rico is the first of these type of things, but this is just what's most recently
implanted in my mind. Yeah, what's coming up, yeah.
But in general, it's something I just want to be more cognizant of like, waste. And not being so, like...
Right, because this is, like, a privilege.
Yeah. And sometimes we don't even realize how much of a privileged thing is, because it's so accessible to us.
Yep, that's half. Yep.
So
completely agree.
Being aware and helping not have such a deep carbon print.
It starts with one.
Uh-huh. It does. I mean, you gotta do the best you can.
Right. You can only control you. Let's see what else is happening.
I hate when I'm trying to look for somebody's
Instagram. So, oh yeah, it's Mental Illness Awareness Week, right? It finishes on the 7th. Yeah. I remember back in May, it was like Mental Health Awareness Month, because we did something, we did a challenge for that on mm-hmm. Instagram, right?
Shout out to Girls Morning Soñando, which, they helped us with that challenge, and it went really well.
Yeah, so it's Mental Illness Awareness Week, so that's something to note. Mental illness is a very serious problem today, and, you know, mm-hmm. all the support and help we can do to help in any way possible
Absolutely.
Counts.
Yep, yep. What else?
It's Bernie Mac's birthday.
Oh, yeah, he would have been celebrating his 60th birthday, so rest in peace, Bernie Mac. I had just seen a couple of days ago... It was Def Jam 25th anniversary. Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but I, like, saw it. Like, I saw it come up, and I was like, oh, and I didn't watch it.
It's hilarious. I think you could catch it on demand. Yeah. No, was it on Netflix?
I don't know. I'm going to look for it. It's on Netflix.
Okay, that's what I've seen in it. Hilarious. Really? Like, a lot of the people, because when I started 25 years ago, I mean, I was, like, 6 years old. I was mad young. So I didn't watch it until older. Right. So a lot of
I love Def Jam.
Oh my god!
I remember when I used to sneak and watch HBO so I could watch it.
Martin is a freaking fool. Like, he is so funny, and, like, it was in that 25th anniversary, because I love the Kings of Comedy as well.
Yo, funniest thing ever.
And the Queens of Comedy, like,
but the Kings were better.
They was hilarious. But it wasn't until this Death Jam, like, special that I realized how many people respect Bernie Mac.
Oh, yeah.
He was the it guy. No. And, I mean, he was funny. I freaking love the Bernie Mac show.
He was the funniest one to me.
He is hilarious. But, like, his peers feel like he is.
No, he is.
You know, they don't say, like...
It was really sad.
It was sad. What was his condition? Was it...
I do not remember either.
But I felt like he was too young. I mean, if he was going to be 60, he definitely died too young.
Yeah.
But yeah, so rest in peace, Bernie Mac. But we appreciate all the laughs, and you still got people laughing to this day.
Yeah, and speaking of laughter, Tiffany Haddish, right? She has her stand up out. You saw it?
Underwhelming.
Really?
I watched.
It's
like
not
10
worth
minutes.
Watching.
I mean, I stopped watching after 10 minutes. I just didn't feel like I connected with her jokes. I didn't think it was funny. I feel like some of it was a little tasteless.
Really?
I was really shocked.
Really? I'm shocked.
Yeah, she wasn't funny to me. I don't know if she's the type of comedian that feeds off of other people, because she was hilarious in Girls Trip. I think mm-hmm. she was one of the funniest ones. But even in Girls Trip, like, now looking at her stand-up, it's just, some of it is, like, overdone.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think, like, I don't know if her material, because this is the first stand-up comedy show I know of her. So I don't know if this is what her material is always going to be based on. Like, you know, we already have expectation from Kevin Hart. He jokes on his family and his, like, experiences. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Tiffany, if that's, like, where she comes from. Because she was speaking of her childhood and being in the system and being a foster child. And it was just, it was not
bad. Maybe she needed to just revise and do another one.
I don't know. I didn't want to keep on watching. I was like, nah, I'm good.
But, and, like, on talk shows and stuff, she's been really funny. So, I'm no just...
talk shows.
She's okay. been on a few... She has to do a press junket for Girls Trip. So, she's been on a few... She's been interviews, and she's funny. Like, she's just, like, on the spot funny. So, maybe
that's one liner what it is. Funny.
Maybe, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I don't know.
Because there's funny, and then there's being able to, like, carry through a crowd. Because... I didn't feel like a lot of people were laughing in the audience. It didn't sound that way to me. But that could just be me. I don't know.
And you also only watched 10 minutes. So you're like, this is what I
see. I just feel like the jokes that she was making, she was laughing more at herself. And from her reaction, it seemed like awkward moments. Because, you know, she's looking at the audience. Yeah. I'm looking at her. So I don't know. I feel like it didn't come through.
It didn't connect.
Maybe she has to do another something for me to see. Because I, you know, I'm not going to determine, like, oh yeah, she's all the way back. Because in Girls Trip, she was hilarious and like this year.
Yeah, no, she's breakout.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know she's on, she has a new show, too. Face Values, I think it's called, maybe.
From Hood to Hollywood?
Or some, I don't know. There's so many shows. One of them.
Oh, no, I think.
It's a show where she's, like, doing, she's a co-host with.
Okay, that's not the, I think From Hood to Hollywood is the
same. I'm going to look at it and see if she's funny on there.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Well,
if anybody else watched, let me know.
Yeah,
differently. If you watched it to the end, maybe it got better after 40 minutes.
Yeah, maybe she just needed to warm up. Like, let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'm the same way with TV shows. Like, if it's not good, episode one, season one, I'm not waiting to season two that it picks up.
Speaking of TV shows, my time is valuable. I just saw The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh my God, don't tell me. It's on my list. I need to watch it. Maybe I start that tonight after the gym, which I've been going back to the gym. Yesterday was day one. What up? I gotta put that out there because I be falling all the way off.
I'm looking at you like...
Okay.
Well, you started. That's all that matters. Yes, I'm going on Sunday. So,
but tell me what you thought about it. First impression.
Okay, so first two episodes, I was like, "What? What is this?
What's going on?
Why am I watching this? Why do people think this is like
the why would people like, care?
It was disturbing. That's how I took it.
I can imagine.
Then by episode three, I was like, "Well, I have to continue because I need to see where this is gonna go." And I had not read the book. Oh, so okay. I didn't know, I never heard about this.
Right.
And it's really, really, really good, but it's really, really, really disturbing at the same time.
I don't know.
And more so because this, like, could happen. It really could.
Isn't it based on a true story?
Well, I mean, like, yes, but now, like, and where our times, where our times are going now, like, I mean, just, like, thinking about the future and thinking about, like, where our government is, like...
Speaking of
this, could happen,
which is so funny because I also seen Blackish. You're a fan of Blackish, right?
And I saw yesterday, the Hamilton special.
Yes. It was very good,
and it was really good. I was like, I wonder if they had a lot of fun doing this.
I wanted to. The music thing was a little bit a lot. I was like, y'all could just act
that musical.
Yeah, it was very musical-ish, but I took it with a grain of salt.
Is that a word?
I don't know. It's my word. Musical-ish. Blackish was musical-ish. And it made me think, like, why don't we celebrate Juneteenth? Right?
Yeah.
And we are always making the white person comfortable.
Yeah.
And why?
And I love how, like, on Saturday, right, it's Columbus Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and also on Saturday is the Panamanian Day Parade. And I'm like... Columbus on the same day. Isn't that interesting?
It is. But again, this Juneteenth thing is more interesting. I feel like I've heard that in passing. Like, yeah, I learned it in my Black Studies. I'm a Black Studies minor, for you guys that don't know. And I learned of it then, but it's just very interesting. And even what he said about Kwanzaa is true. We don't never give shit that we
but that was validity. Mad funny.
It was mad funny. But how many people really celebrate Kwanzaa?
So, fun fact. I used to celebrate Kwanzaa, actually, with my family a long time ago. And it used to be something we did every year.
Really? Like growing up as a child?
Yeah, for like for a couple of years. Yeah.
Look at that. That's interesting because I don't. I mean, we Latinos, so.
No, I know.
It's different. It's the Tres Reyes de Mago, whatever. So we do celebrate that, but we were more American holiday, like Christmas.
Yeah. No, I know. Most people are.
And yeah. Even, and again, about the July 4th. Like, that, we would, why we celebrating that? That was not what everybody was feeling. Like, it's just, like, nobody really talks about it.
It's true, but...
It's not, like, a mass problem. Like, yeah, there's people that are passionate.
But it made so much sense when he was, like, why wouldn't we celebrate the day when all of us were free? Like, mm-hmm. It really makes sense, though. Why wouldn't we?
Right.
It's because we're still oppressed.
We are. We've never been.
Well, free. That's okay. Well, you need
we free with terms and conditions.
You need to watch The Handmaid's Tale because that's oppression in its highest.
I gotta watch.
But anyway, moving right along into hashtag obsessed with. So yes. This month is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes, which will be ending
on the 15th.
Yeah, we got 10 more days.
So that's always good. And because it's Hispanic Heritage Month, we wanted to highlight Sofia Vergara.
Yes, we're both fans of Modern Family.
Yes,
but there's more
that
reasons.
Just started back.
Yes, and which I started late on the bandwagon. Let's not get it twisted. I was not rocking with them from the beginning.
I wasn't either, though.
But once I got like hooked, the same thing with was the show with the guys, the science nerds. Oh my god, it's usually around the same time that they give it.
The Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory, super late on that.
I still have not watched the Big Bang Theory.
Girl, that show is so funny. You need to watch it.
I still have not watched it.
You could just, like, you don't have to watch it from beginning to end. You can just jump in. Yeah, like, there's certain things, like, with the relationships of, like, who's dating whatever, but, like, most of it is, like, one-offs that you can. Their humor, that's my kind.
It's that's
like
dry humor.
It's like the office humor, sarcastic, like funny. Like, you need to be smart to get some of the joke. Like,
that's how I felt about it. Daria. Did you ever watch Daria?
God. And I appreciated Daria afterward because I just felt like she's so damn lifeless, but she's funny. Like, now I get all the jokes even more. But she's mad real. Like, she would just rain on your parade. Like, she would just give you, you have a great day, and Daria
will
bring you
back.
She will
pop that bubble quickly, okay? Quickly.
And it was like, she was living a happy life, but the way she expressed that was, I love them TV shows back then. It was good.
Yeah, so that's dope. But Sofia, we went up for the tangent. But Sofia's dope. If you guys know, she was voted in Forbes as the highest paid TV actress. I think this is the sixth year in a row.
That's dope.
I think at like, 41.5 million or something like that. But not just, you know, at her, obviously her acting is great, but she's involved in so many other things.
She's like the face of what, Maybelline or
she,
one of these.
She has so many endorsement deals.
So many endorsements.
And projects.
Pepsi.
She's like a powerhouse right there. She's definitely taken her craft and really like expanded on her brand. Like, mm-hmm. She's a brand.
And gives back
to
people. She's all about.
Absolutely. And she has a new project out too. And it's called Ebby. I want to say that right because it's a subscription service for underwear. Mm-hmm. And 10% of the sales will microfinance women living in poverty around the world, starting with Colombia.
Where she's from.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that's really dope. She's always finding new ways to like give back to her community and just be a representation, which I think is good.
No, yeah, it is. And she just like really owns being a Latina.
She
and
does.
Empowerment
she's super strong.
She's so funny.
Really about it. Yeah. She owns that. So hashtag Sofia Vergara. If y'all don't know her, you need to.
Yeah, like why?
Like why?
That's what I know. Like why? Like she's super mainstream.
She is commercial.
Yeah, like the crossover is real.
The crossover is real. You know, makes me remember Selena, but that's a whole thing.
Rest in peace.
So closing out our show, we have an interesting question today, and this is mm-hmm. by us. Mm-hmm. So the question is, and we may twist it up a little bit, but name a book that shifted your perspective on on your way of thinking. Mm-hmm. So that could be a question that we really like to know what you guys think. Another question could be,
what was the last book you read and how did it shift your perspective? Whatever book it was.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we take some lesson from it with whether it was a funny book, a biography, a self-help book.
Right. Any tips, advice that just are moving us to the next level. Because it's all about that momentum, right? So what was the last book you read?
The last book I read was the Angie Martinez book.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really good. And Angie Martinez hasn't really been like publicly interviewed or like, you know, she's always the one interviewing. So just like there was a lot of holes in the story I knew of her success and stuff. So like reading the book kind of like filled the gaps and like just gave a whole like
new perspective
on like her grind, her hustle. Like she really has been putting in that work for
A long time.
And comes from that whole radio cloth because her mother was in the business. And just, like, certain sacrifices that she gave up, like, growing up to not be in A, B, and C, like, you know, so that she can put in and learn her craft. And I think the biggest thing that stood out to me, and it goes back to, like, that one person who will give you a chance or give you opportunity. So I think in one part of the book, she was... her gig was to help someone else. She was supposed to like manage the boards, and she did not know how to do the boards or like the sound boards and all of that. I forgot for whose show, and she still took on the role and begged the person, I think, who was like the radio host prior, and like had him
help her
and teach her everything. But like, you know, he didn't have to. You know, there's people that we always speak of who are the ones who, like, are the agents who, like, change things for us. Mm-hmm. Because had it not been for that person, she would have flopped. The show would have messed up. They could have just taken that opportunity away. So that part of the book was just, like, you know, you was at the right place at the right time. But there was somebody who
saw value in you, who invested in you for you to do better.
Yep. And didn't see you as a competition. Mm-hmm. Because he also has a show and his ratings to keep up. But he went and helped Angie and, like, taught her the soundboards. And, like, she, you know, learned them and did a great job. And then was able to, like, I think... do it full time, or once that person left, was able to take up her place.
It created an opportunity,
but it was something that she didn't learn.
Right.
So it's like, get prepared for the role you want. Like, you know how they say, dress for the position you want, not the one you have. Mm-hmm. So if you stay ready, you don't need to get ready, because as soon as that spot is up and you're next on the plate, like. So I think that was what stood out to me most about the book, and just reading. Getting the time to read, because I haven't read for luxury, like just for my own pleasure in a long time. Angie's story is dope. It's so super relatable. She's so down to earth and chill. Like, who she is in her book is like a reflection of who she is.
No, absolutely.
There's nothing that was like, whoa, you know.
Definitely. See, I went to a screening with her once, and that's the exact vibe I get from her.
Yeah, I went to her book signing for her cookbook, and I got to meet her in person, and she was, mind you, she's one of those people that I will always refer back to at any level of my success, because when I was in high school that I figured out, like, that I wanted to, because I think in high school I had mentioned wanting to be, I don't know if in radio or something PR, but like, I know that Angie was like an idol of mine, and I wrote to her and explained this or whatever, and she wrote back to me on those postcards where it had like their faces, like it was like promo cards, but she wrote to me a handwritten note like, I'm also a girl from the Bronx. If I can do it, you can do it too. And I still have that to this day. And I brought it up to her when I met her in person.
And
she was like, I remember those cards. Like she confirmed, like, I would handwrite back to people who wrote to me. So, Angie will forever remain, like...
That's dope. Why has she never been on Hashtag Obsessed with? You have such a connection.
I don't even know. Wait for it. So, yeah, the Angie Martinez book, if you haven't read it, I think you should read it. I think it's good for anybody who, even if you're not in entertainment field, just, like, of perseverance, hard work, people coming through. And just one thing that I always been jealous of, like, people in that era, like her, Diddy, I would say, like, Jay-Z, like, there's just a group of them who all kind of came up at the same time. And when we complain, like, their spots are hard to take, it's, like, because they all was, like, grinding and they all came up at the same time. So, like, they really are the next generation that we're waiting for, like, mm-hmm. to kind of take their places and their spots. And they ain't giving them up just like
no,
that.
Because they're hustlers. Mm-hmm. Like, they feel they how we feel.
Yeah.
Like, once we gather, we keeping it. We're not let, like, there's no way. You know what I mean? Yep. And, but not that you can't still, not that people still can't come up with you, but
right.
just you know where you at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And remember, like, the air is cleaner at the top. So if you smell that clean air, you're going to always want to keep it.
Yeah, no, for real. You're never going to want to go back. So, yep. Read that book, Angie Martinez. I think it's just called Angie Martinez. What's it called? Something else? I feel like she titled it something. I'm so bad. Angie Martinez book. My Voice. I knew it was something. Yep.
Well, I need to read it because I haven't read it.
Oh, read it.
I'm going to read it. So let me see. I would say a book that has shifted my perspective on things is Shonda Rhimes' The Year of Yes.
And I want to read that.
That book was really, really good. And I think that the lessons that you learn, which is something I've been like all about these past couple of months, is mm-hmm. shifting the way things should look. Always, because that I feel like that's rule number one to adulting.
Yep.
Shifting the way things should look or the way you think things should look, because it's like it's not gonna work out that way. Like, not saying that you may not stay the course, but at some point things will change. At mm-hmm. some point something mm-hmm. will happen, and then what are you gonna do? You know, kind of going back to like Britney's story about turning lemons into lemonade. So anyway, Shonda's book is a lot like that. A lot like going after your goal and learning to like believe in yourself more about it. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what that looks like.
Right. Being open to not change your goal, but change the way you go about achieving your goal.
Exactly.
Because we stay stuck and it has to be this way.
There has to be one way. There is no, no, it doesn't. Like your goal is still there, but the vertical you use to get there is going to look a lot different from 3 years back, from 2 years back, from a year back, you know? This is just not what it's going to look like. And being able to shift with that. So anyway, that's kind of what I got from, like, the year of the yes. And really, like, started, when I read that book, I started thinking, like, why do, like, what would happen if I said yes more? Like, what would happen if I actually, like, do things, like, open up my box more,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's definitely a game changer, I think.
I gotta read it. I know it was like a New York Times bestseller. I know a lot of people had that on the top of their reading list.
Yep.
Like between last year and this year.
It was good. I'm glad she wrote the book.
So we want to hear what books shifted your perspective on anything. What books do you guys recommend we should read, have on our reading list? Maybe we could do a Non-Corporate Girls Book Club.
Maybe we can do a Non-Corporate Girls Book Club. That would be cute.
That would be.
Send us your book suggestions.
Yeah, one, of course, that we haven't mentioned already. And let's pick a new book together and we can read it.
Definitely. So just so you guys know, noncorporategirls@gmail.com. You can reach out to us there. You could follow us on Instagram @noncorporategirls, all one word. You could follow myself @the_Aya_brand or Delilah mm-hmm. and Delilah. @Miss_Delilah. @MissDelilahC.
All together. So
one word.
Yeah, Miss.
Sorry,
Delilah.
I'm all thinking about my name too.
That's cool. It's cool. Yeah, and just hit us up, send us questions. We love reading you guys' emails. When we have a guest, we usually mm-hmm. let them take over the let's talk about it, but we're still open to questions. And if you have a question for any of our guests, feel free
to let us know.
Yeah, to let us know.
And also, like, shout out to your comments on Instagram. You guys have been really supportive. And you know something else I forgot to mention? People have told me, like, in the past couple of weeks since we've had guests, they've like missed us.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah.
Well, that's good to know that you guys like
I know. I was like, okay.
Because we be thinking, like, we need to remix it up. Like, they're sick of hearing us.
And we've also been on a guest streak, crazy enough. Like, we've just had a lot of bookings, so.
Yep. So, if whatever questions you guys send, if we do happen to have a guest, we'll have the guest answer them. or yeah. we can answer them as well.
Yeah, we like to remix.
Yep, yep.
So on that note,
we're about to be out.
Bye.